Bless you all.
Amen. Bless
It's an honor and a pleasure to bring this case study before you, and to all of those Apostle Todd, Prophetess Manita, to the elders and all of you. I greet you in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I've been really meditating on this case study, and I pray that you all pray for me as I go forward with it. There was some things that I was hoping to bring with it that the Lord will, He'll reveal it even
Amen.
as we go forward.
Amen. Amen.
If any of you had the opportunity to hear Elder Allison's message on last week, on last Thursday, I believe it was. It was powerful, and Apostle began to go into talking about because there was a prophetic sound that was coming through Elder Allison's message. It was involving how God is really trying to bring us into one mind and on one accord, even as it pertains to the first fruits. And as Apostle was sharing what the Lord was speaking prophetically, I was getting so excited because my case study had a lot to do with what the Lord was saying. And
Amen.
so I'm going to come out of the book of Joshua, and I'm going to start in chapter one of Joshua. But before I do that, I'm going to read Psalm 133 again, because I think this is a big part of how we came to the understanding of how the united body will show forth the glory of God. Psalms 133, and I'm sorry, I don't have the ability yet. I'm going to have to learn from Elder Allison or Apostle how to share my screen and all of that. I don't know how to do that yet, so bear with me. Just if you can follow along in your Bibles and just keep an open ear to what the Lord is saying. It
Amen.
says in Psalms 133, it says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment
Hallelujah.
upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life evermore, forevermore." And you look at that and you think about the how unity flowed. It started with the head and went all the way down to the bottom of the skirt,
Amen.
which represents if you think about a skirt, it touches or the very gown that he was be would be wearing. You would think that it touches every part of the body from head to toe, the anointing oil. And
Amen.
so that's what the rhema word is doing in this ministry. It's
Hallelujah.
going from the head and touching down even to the very lowest points of the body in TGM. And there the Lord commends the blessing, even life for forevermore. And
Hallelujah.
that is the glory of God is revealed as it touches every single person in the body.
Amen.
So let's go to Joshua chapter one. And we all know the story, and we all understand who Joshua was. If to me was second to Moses in even though Aaron was his partner, there was something about Joshua. The Bible even says that Joshua had a different kind of spirit. And when I thought about Joshua, I thought about Mary, Jesus, the mother of Jesus. Here it was, Joshua and Caleb, when the children of Israel were ready to go in the first time, they had a different spirit than the rest of the spies. They believed God's report. They trusted everything that God had said what they would accomplish in taking the promised land. But because of the other 10 spies and their disbelief, the whole company was not united. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they missed being able to go in, and the glory of God could not be revealed.
Wow.
And so there was 40 years where we know they had to wander in the wilderness until that generation would be cut off. But I believe the whole entire time for those 40 years, Joshua and Caleb pondered the things in their heart. I believe every time they passed by and saw the promised land, they saw their victory. They kept what they knew in their hearts.
Amen,
until
God.
The time appointed that they would enter in. And so when we start in verse 1 of Joshua 1, it says, "Now after that, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people," and thank you so much for that, Elder, "thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread." We're going to read down to verse number 8. Verse number 12. "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." Here's old store here, if you will. "From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coasts. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded to thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whither thou goest." I believe there God wanted him to continue, and he lets us know that in the next verse, to meditate, as we've been instructed, people of God, to meditate. Watch what he says: "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it what day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, that thou mayest do all that is according that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success."
Aren't we told,
hallelujah, to study day and night? And think about what we're talking about here, seeing the glory of God. In order for us to see the glory together as a united body, as one, meditation has to be our rule, has to be our it becomes what we've been praying. Persuasion becomes our force. So keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest."
Hallelujah, Jesus.
"Then Joshua commanded the officers, the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals. Within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it." And so I'm going to stop there for a moment. I love that Joshua didn't hesitate to let them know This is what is going on. This is what we're doing. He spoke to the people and he told everyone, this is what's going to happen. We are going over this Jordan and we are taking the land. When Moses was to send them over, there was more of a see what the men look like, see if they're strong. This time, Joshua wasn't playing with that. He was letting them know, this is what we're doing. This is the word of the Lord. There is no wondering. There will be no fear. There'll be no guessing. There'll be no questioning that this thing is a word from God, a rhema, that we have been given the land.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. The reason I want to read verse, I am going to read on down because there's an important thing that's said here, 12 through 18. There's an important thing that I love that after Joshua begins to speak to the next group, and it says here in verse 12 who that group is. He says, and to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God have given you rest and have given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. And he's talking to them because they had won battles and wars to take over land on the side of Jordan that would be on the other, not on the side that they would receive the promised land, but on the side before the Jordan, before crossing over into the promised land. They were already given their possession, their inheritance. And he's telling them about what Moses had commanded them there. He says, the Lord your God had given you your rest and have given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, your cattle, and shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. Look at, he's talking about the total body being together. Though they already possessed their land, they had what they needed. They could have easily stayed on their side, but God wanted to show forth the body being together. Everyone together. He says, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he hath given you. He wants all of us to enter into his rest.
Yes,
not Lord. Some, but every one of us. Amen. And they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto your land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. Listen how they answered Joshua. And they answered Joshua saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. See, this was the man of God hearing from the head. He was now the leader in place to lead the people in what God was saying and for them to do what God wanted them to inherit their land. And they answered Joshua saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Now watch verse 18. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage.
Wow.
Do you hear that? There was a commandment now. There was an agreement that when someone didn't agree, they were to be put to death.
Jesus.
This here was how strong they wanted to stay united. They were willing to take one of their own and say, this is the, we're going to follow God. As the man of God follows God, we're going to follow the man of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Because it was important,
yes,
because they understood that in order to see the glory of the Lord, we had to be as one.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 2, Joshua, I'm just going to read the first couple of verses, and then we'll read 9 through 14. And it says, and Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim 2 men despised secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither to tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. Now, for time's sake, I'm not going to read all of that. And so the king sends out men to find the spies so that they could deal with them. They could actually remove them and certainly take them out if they could. I'm going to read from verse 9 down to verse 14 about the harlot Rahab. Now, I want you to see, we want to see how God can take even one that isn't a part of the same company, the children of Israel, and you bring that person and that family into to uniting with them and save them. Even those who are strangers hearing what, if they hear what God's saying, they will be a part of what God is doing. And
amen.
See,
amen.
Amen.
And see, the harlot Rahab in verse 9 said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. She was telling the spies, everyone is fearful. Everyone knows what God is doing. And I love that she used the Lord, Adonai. She knew that the Lord was doing this thing.
Hallelujah.
Because her mind was propitiated with what was going on.
Amen, Lord God.
But we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and when you did, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man. Oh, and I just hear the Lord say, when you and I are under the rhema word, the enemy's heart melts. He has no more strength in him to cause you to be fearful in your flesh. Because Hallelujah. When the rhema word touches your mind, now he knows that the Lord your God has given you this thing that you need. The glory of the Lord is going to shine forth in your life. I just felt like somebody needed to hear that. That you need to know that your enemy is afraid of you when you're in the rhema.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And it says, and as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. This is a stranger. This is somebody you don't know knows anything about God. But here's Amen. Your declaration Amen. About the God who was with Israel. She's declaring how she sees him. Now, therefore, I pray you swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. And that he will save alive my father and my mother and my brother and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Glory to God. And the man answered her, our life for yours. If ye utter not this our business, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee.
Hallelujah.
Because she came into unity with the Lord, saw the Lord, her whole household was going to be saved. When the destruction was to come to everyone in the land, there was one, Rahab, who heard the Lord
yes,
and
Lord.
United herself with the body of the children of Israel.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The benefits, the glory of the very promise that God had given to the children of Israel. She would now be a partaker of it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God. All it takes is us to hear what God is saying, to hear from the men of God. See, look, it started with Joshua. God had wiped out all of those who were in unbelief many years before. And Joshua, who stayed his course, believing God, it fell on him. And now it's falling even not only on the rest of the children of Israel, but others that were strangers.
Yes. Amen. Amen, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to jump over to chapter 6. And we know, and I'm just going to kind of jump around here because, again, I don't want to take up too much more time. And we'll start with verse number 1, of course, but forgive me if I space things out a little bit, because we all know the story, but this is very important. I'm going to read 1, and I'll probably stop around verse number 6. So it says, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up," and I never saw this before. I've read this many times, but it never jumped out to me in verse number 1 and 2. It says, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. They were so fearful of what was about to happen, they locked themselves down. They kept themselves in their houses. I can imagine they boarded up their doors, their windows, did whatever they could to prevent the children of Israel from coming in. That's how fearful they were." I'd never seen that before, that they shut themselves in. Nobody came out. Nobody came in. "And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given you," he's showing him, look, if they're so fearful, "see, I have given you into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor." You know they had to have an army, but not even those soldiers came out try to do anything. "And ye shall compass the city, all the men of war, and go around about it, about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua, son of Nun, called the priest and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord." Now, Joshua was given all the instruction, the rhema, to the priest, and he goes on, if you were to read down more, he tells them everything the Lord said that they should do, that they, of course, would be united in doing so. And I want to jump down, as we all understand that, because we've read that, I want to jump down to verse 15 through verse 18, because this is very important. Joshua tells them all, we're going to march around the wall one time for 6 days. And then on the 7th day, 7 times, we're going to march around. And everyone is to stay silent until that 7th day and 7th time. Then we're going to blast the trumpets and we're going to shout. And we know that the glory of God came through their obedience. But look at what verse 15 says through 18. "And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times, only that day compassed the city 7 times." "And it came to pass as the 7th time when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, listen, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city, this is Joshua still speaking to the full company, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab, listen,
hallelujah.
Everything in the city should be accursed, devoted to destruction. This was the first of many cities that they would go into to occupy, to take, to have as their inheritance. This was the first city. Keep that. I'm stressing that to keep it in your minds. This was the first of the cities. So that they were given. And he said, the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab, the harlot, shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And it, and you in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed when you take the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. That word accursed in the Hebrew, I can get my phone on, sorry. The word, oh gosh, and it didn't, I have the biometric thing and it didn't work. Okay. The word accursed in the Hebrew is kerem. Kerem, it's spelled C-H-E-R-E-M, kerem. Physically as shutting in a net, literally or figuratively, usually a doomed object. Abstractly, extermination, accursed, cursed thing, dedicated things, things which should have been utterly destroyed. Appointed to utter destruction or devoted thing. So it was accursed unto the Lord. It belonged to the Lord. It was, Joshua said, he said here in verse number 17, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein to the Lord. It belonged to the Lord. It was the first city. Everything was to be wiped out. But he said, except the harlot Rahab. She was the only person. Why? Because she belonged to the Lord. Now, she belonged with the body. And there's a reason I'm saying that. So here it is. You see the glory of God after they shout, right? After they shout. Sorry. Let me read verse 18. It says, but all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted in verse 20, when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both men, women, young, and old. This is the glory, because they were united. Amen. And ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. So there you see, the walls fell. The glory of God was revealed, was made known. God's opinion brought forth. His estimation brought forth their victory. Because they all stayed in God's opinion. We know the word glory means opinion or estimation. Hallelujah. It's God's opinion. And God's opinion brought them the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. See, this is what God is trying to tell us. That as we stay united in the Rhema, we're going to see, Apostle has helped me to see the importance of being one. Mm-hmm. And doing these case studies and hearing what God is saying through them is to energize each of us to be one in what God is saying.
Amen.
So that we can see his glory. There's many things that many of us have not seen that we've known God's promises say he's going to do, but it's going to take us being together in
That's
the
right.
Rhema word for us to see those things come to pass.
Amen, God.
I never saw it until our apostle began to break this thing down and open our eyes to this. And this unity brought forth the glory, brought forth the manifestation Hallelujah. Of the promise of God Hallelujah. That they yes, would inherit Lord. The land.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
But Thank they were given Lord. A warning that they were not to touch Great. The accursed thing. This accursed thing, again, the apostles been teaching on the first fruits and been and the prophetic words that have been coming forth through the teaching of Elder Allison. There's been a shift by the Spirit of the Lord for us to understand Hallelujah. The importance of the first fruit offering to bring to God. The first fruit is the very thing that when you receive something from God, the first belongs to God, very much like in this story.
Hallelujah.
Very much like this was the first city they would enter in. And yes. they were told not to touch the silver, the gold, the oxen, nothing. Everything was dedicated unto the Lord. Now watch this Amen. In chapter 7. I'm sorry I'm taking so long, but I did want to break this down.
It's okay. It's okay.
Amen.
Bless God.
Bless God.
Okay, in chapter 7, we're going to read just the first few, and then we're just going to read down. Forgive me. I'm just going to read down. Starting at verse number 1, they get Jericho. Jericho, we know now, was the first city they took by the promise of the Lord, and it was dedicated to the Lord. But it says in verse number 1, but the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, the dedicated thing, the thing that belonged to the Lord. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about two or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor there thither, for they are but few. Here it was, they just saw a miraculous thing by shouting, walls come tumbling down, they destroy all the people. And when the spies go into the next city, after they get the first city, they go into the second city, and the spies say, oh, just send a few thousand men. Don't weary everybody by going in, because there's just a few in Ai. This should be an easy cakewalk, because God has promised to give us the land. But we just read how the accursed thing was touched by Achan, and the dedicated thing, the first fruit, was touched by Achan, and it angered the Lord. And it says, so there went up thither in verse 4, of the people about 2,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 32 and 6 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Cherubim. Now, I'm going to stop right there. You see how they started losing the battle because they weren't in unity anymore. Mm-hmm. Now Achan, who was one person, wow. affected the rest. Mm-hmm. It affected the rest of the body because there was no unity. This man went in and took of the accursed thing that was first fruits, that was dedicated to the Lord. They had heard from the man of God in chapter 6 that everyone was to understand that we weren't to touch anything mm-hmm. of the first city. Oh. But yet, because this man did not set that in his heart, he did not commit to what the Lord had given in instruction in this, he takes of it, and it's starting to affect. 32 men were killed, and they fled. There was fear now in the children of Israel because of one man's disunity.
Oh.
And the men of Ai smote of them about 30 and 6 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Sheberim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people of Israel melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon the face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide. He and the elders of Israel put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought his people, this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dealt on the other side of Jordan. Joshua, the man, the head, the man that was the lead now, was wondering, God, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we losing this battle? There's just a few men in Ai, and we saw what you did for us in Jericho.
Wow.
Why are we losing this battle? He says, Oh Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us round, and cut off our names from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? Now Joshua is appealing to God about how the other cities are going to learn about this, and they're gonna feel courage and strength. Influence them to want to think that they can take the children of Israel out. Now the God is not with them, is basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
And so the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up in verse number 10. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? He said, get up. Come on, Joshua. Didn't I tell you be strong in so many words? He says, Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even amongst their own stuff. And for time's sake, I'm not going to read the rest. I'll explain. So Joshua is told by the Lord now, there's been disunity. Somebody has touched what I commanded you to tell them belonged to me. We have a man of God who's been talking to us and telling us about the first fruits.
Yes, Lord.
And so it's necessary for there to be meditation on what God has said through the man of God. For here, the man of God had told everyone, and everyone was in agreement. And that's why in chapter 2, I read, it said, when Joshua was speaking to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and they heard the words of Joshua, they said, let every man follow what you say. Or let the one who doesn't follow be put to death. Ai was a city that was to be taken easily, but could not be because there was disunity. What God really is talking about here, he's telling us the severity, how serious it is for us to take everything that God's telling us to do.
Yes,
for there to be a true manifestation of his opinion, of his glory. And because Achan touched it, they had to go, the scriptures would go on to say how they had to deal with Achan about this. The Bible says he put all the tribes in companies, and he went from tribe to tribe to tribe until he got to Achan's tribe. And when Joshua got to Achan's tribe, he says, what is this that you have done? And by the time he was done talking to Achan, the Bible says that they stoned him, his family, his oxen, everything was wiped out because they wanted to make sure there was nothing of Achan's that was still part of the body. They wiped him out and then lit a fire to everything until it came to ashes. Because they wanted to, God was so serious about this in those days. Now we know we are in the new covenant, the covenant of grace. We know that. But I can tell you this, that sometimes, you know, God uses even the things that you think would keep you a part of some a church. Look at how many people walked away from Jesus who once believed on him. But then when he talked about how you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, that they would cut themselves off from Jesus because of things said. Why? Because In the new covenant, yes, there's grace, there's mercy, but you will eventually cut yourself off from the body when you hear something that doesn't sound right, because you have no ears to hear anymore. Why? Because you're not listening to the things that were said the last time, or doing those things that God had given us instruction to do.
About it,
Jesus.
It's so important for us to have hearts that are listening to and hearing the rhema.
Hallelujah,
word.
Lord God.
They removed Achan off and his family.
Hallelujah, God.
Then the Bible says, then they went back into Ai and they destroyed it completely. Why? Because they were a united body.
Once again, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
The first fruit was the city of Jericho, and it belonged to the Lord. It belonged to the first fruit. And you can see it so plainly, the first of anything. Abraham had to offer up his son Isaac. Why? He was the first of the promise of God.
Yes.
Hannah offered up Samuel, dedicated him to the Lord. Why? Because she was he was the first to be birthed out of the womb of a woman who could not give birth. God had given her a child in Samuel. It was the first child, and she dedicated him to the Lord. He stayed under the study of Eli.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
God is calling us to give a first fruit because there is so much glory to be revealed from the first fruit.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God, I'm honest.
Yes.
For a fact that revelation comes in a more powerful way when I'm given my first fruit in honor of God.
Yes, sir.
Dedicating it to God.
Hallelujah.
There are things that God speaks to me more clearly because I give the dedicated. I see more victories in my life because
Hallelujah.
I dedicate
Hallelujah.
What I give to God
Hallelujah.
First.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah,
and I have also experienced the other side where I've seen defeats and things happen that aren't as quickly answered because I've stopped giving it.
Jesus.
I've seen it. And because we as a TGN church, a body, have heard God say, honor me with the first fruit. It's about what God is saying. As Apostle has repeatedly said, it's not about gaining more money. It is a place where God is trying to get us into victory, into blessings, into
Hallelujah.
Prosperity,
yes.
into more than enough.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Because the way I see Jericho is I see as they were dedicating this first thing, the harvest would come after. If you look at any of those examples I gave, Samuel, when Hannah dedicated Samuel, she was blessed with more children after her.
Uh-huh.
If you look at Abraham offering Isaac, we are still there's still harvest happening because Abraham offered up his first.
Mm.
He's still harvesting souls that we receive. Galatians 3 talks about how the blessing of Abraham comes upon us, the Gentiles. Why? Because he offered the first fruit. He obeyed God.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, he got.
God promised him that his offspring, his descendants, would be as many as the stars in the sky at night and the sands of the sea during the day. He would see, and God is still multiplying that man.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because of his first fruit. But here it was, this unity.
Yes.
Going back to Joshua and Achan and the children of Israel, you see that because the first fruits were touched, the accursed thing, the dedicated thing, they could have no victory. Why? Because they were in disunity. They weren't in agreement with what God had said. And what God is trying to do in TGM is make us one. So we can see, like as we've been learning through Apostle, the glory of the Lord, how the glory of the Lord works in this principle of being one body.
Yes, God.
In one people, one mind, having one sound, unified together.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Jesus.
And that is my case study.
Merci, God.
Praise.
Hallelujah, praise. Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
God, my God. My God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Elder Don, I know that the Lord has given you a case study. And I know that we pushed you off on Thursday. But there was so much said today.
Yes, yes.
There's so much said.
Yes.
God wants to unify us.
Yes, he does.
There's always a move that comes.
It's so
amazing that it's there. God challenges his body with this unrighteous mammon. There's a challenge that comes before the outpour of God's glory. There's a challenge that he brings us into. And in the book of Acts, we saw that. That move when everybody had the same mindset of selling their possessions. And evangelists, you don't have to look that far. Yes, we're under grace. And so are they in Acts when Ananias and Sapphira went down. Because God is so serious about unifying his body. He's serious. Mm-hmm. And I'm not wishing, neither am I trying to say for anyone that you're not going to make it or that you're going to die if you don't connect. But God is trying to show us the other side of things that when we do connect, oneness.
Yes.
The glory, the prosperity, the welfare of God is going to be released. Listen, I always thought I would be able to achieve it by myself. Wow. I always thought that was always, I live for God for me. And it's not that I was being selfish, but I just didn't have an overview of the importance of the body.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it. And what you just brought, Evangelist Darrow, was so phenomenal.
Yes, God.
Showing both the unified body in an Old Testament move, as Elder Allison, that remember, guys, it's a foreshadow.
Yes, it is.
They were forced, God was foreshadowing through them what it would be like. And that is, man, they only tasted a mere morsel of what God is wanting to do now.
Yes, God. Yes.
And he's trying to unify us. And listen, it means yes, we move the same.
We
think the same. We're doing it the same way. God has been, man, for years wanting to do this in our ministry.
Yes, sir.
For a long time.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
here it sir. Is again. The Spirit of God is lifting and raising a standard against our enemies and showing us the pathway of absolute victory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
He's revealing it all over again.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Listen, I can't stop it. And what I love, it's not coming out of it's not coming out of my joint. It's coming out of other joints in our ministry body.
Yeah.
It's coming out of Elder Allison has been a conduit about this since Passover.
Yes. Yes.
It's not coming out of Jesus. I'm teaching on unity, and the Spirit of God is saying, this is where I want to be. I want to move in unity here. I want to do it in the order of worship in your giving. I want to unify you. I want you all to trust me the same way.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody runs to the line for the rhema word. Now the rhema word is saying unto us something very particular.
Yes.
It's the word. It's not anything else but the rhema word.
Hallelujah,
it's God's
Jesus.
Glory. It's his opinion,
Hallelujah.
His estimation. It's his point of view. He's giving it to us. And what we do with it, says everything.
Yes.
Yes.
Apostle.
Yes, sir.
A part of what I saw was in Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 3, it says, Jesus being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person, upholding all things by the word, the rhema of his power.
That's right.
So when the rhema comes, everything that's to follow is upheld because you're under the rhema. So if you move aside from what the rhema has said, destruction, only destruction can follow because all things are upheld by the word.
Yeah,
they're upheld. They're by him, the Bible says in Colossians, all things consist.
Yeah,
they're held together.
Yeah.
So when you are in the rhema, the danger is moving outside of the rhema.
It's the
truth. Outside of what's being said.
It's the truth.
That's the danger.
It's the absolute truth. The word upheld there also means manifested. Mm. All things are manifested by the word of his power. Mm. He's trying to bring us into manifestation of the kingdom. He's been working on us. And another thing that came to my mind, Evangelist, while you were sharing your case study is this powerful truth here. The Bible says that we are the bread. We are that bread. Mm-hmm. And what happened with Achan, the Bible says a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are that bread and we are called as a ministry, then I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad, but it is what it is. If there's a little leaven, then the whole lump has been leavened.
Oh, come on.
Jesus.
Achan leavened the whole lump. Wow. All of Israel suffered because of that. And again, I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad, but if we can take it on the reverse side, and if we can be that bread together,
be that bread
together, where all of us are we're baking at the same rate.
Amen.
We're all unleavened.
Amen. Bread. Amen.
Because we're all being doers of what the Rhema word is saying unto us.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We are that bread.
Amen, Lord. Yes, God bless
you. Together. Listen, I like what you said also, Evangelist, again. You said that we need to meditate.
Yes.
And that's what, please, if you can just do one thing.
Yeah.
One thing, meditate on what you just heard.
Amen.
And let the Lord finish.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Let Hallelujah. Him finish it in you, but give it an opportunity. Don't just walk away and say, you know what? I'm not down with what. Listen, meditate on it. See, go ahead and see if God gives you a confirmation out of the mouths of two or three witnesses. Let every word be established in your spirit.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what God will do. Let's see what God will do in you.
Hallelujah, if you take time
and meditate. I guarantee, like Evangelist read, you'll find your way.
Hallelujah.
Prosperous, and you'll have great success. We together will.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want the glory of the Lord to be revealed in our lives.
Yes,
I want healing to yield to heal. As I heard the word this morning, I started feeling energized. I started to, it blessed me. It brought me right where
Hallelujah,
I needed
Jesus.
To be.
Hallelujah.
Bless God. Hallelujah.
And I was going to press in and I was going to teach this morning, but the Lord said, that's not for your joint to teach this morning.
Wow.
The Lord said, no. He said, no. He said, yeah, you got up feeling bad. He said, but it's not for your joint. It wasn't for your joint. And normally I press through. I haven't missed a Sunday in years. And I'm telling you now, but the Lord said, it's not for your joint to teach.
Hallelujah, God.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless your name, Lord God.
And man, I tell you, and my joint just got blessed by Evangelist Darrell's joint.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And yes, I'm a full benefactor. Let me tell you why. Because my whole spirit and soul says amen to what I've heard. And
amen.
What I've heard has become healing in me.
Hallelujah, amen. God. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
If you want the benefits of it, man. Oh, my God. Let your amen be amen. And
Hallelujah,
fully come into
Jesus.
Agreement. And you will benefit from it.
Hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
God. Praise be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise be to God. Listen, does anyone else have a comment or perhaps a question? Because it's a Sunday morning case study, but I like how God moves in our ministry. Yes. He has preeminence. Does anyone else have anything you would like to add or say?
Apostle Todd, this is Erica.
Hi, Miss Erica.
Hey. Last night from Friday, Serenity has been running a fever. Yesterday, she was really burning up. She didn't go to bed till 4 o'clock this morning. When she woke up again, she still had fever. But after Elder Allison prayed, do you know she's running around full blasted, want to go to the pool, got on her bathing suit.
You see.
And hallelujah. Ready to go. God.
Hallelujah.
Look at
you,
God. Look
at you, God.
Thank
you, Lord. Benefits of being a part of the body.
Body. Amen. Yes, yes. Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, yes sir.
That's thank awesome. Yes, sir. Let me say this. Let me say this. In the message that God gave me for this morning, God was talking to me about restoration, restoring years that the locusts, the four insects have eaten. And the Spirit of the Lord said, he said, why did I tell them I would restore their years that were taken from them? And he said, look up in Joel chapter 2. He said, it's real simple. It's right there. And he said, I called a solemn assembly. And what solemn assembly means, I've made them to become similar one with another.
Amen.
When I brought them into an assemblage, is the word, when I brought them into that and they assembled, they became one. Then I said I would release corn, wine, and oil. The former and latter rain would come and I will restore the years. Why? He said, because they became a solemn assembly. He said, I told them I would heal their land. Because they became a solemn assembly.
Yes,
they
God.
Came together and I told them what I was going to do as a result of that. And the Spirit hallelujah. Of God is on me so strong right now to tell you that as we come in unity, as we come together,
yes,
God said, I'm going to restore the years that were eaten.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He Amen. Said, the message in my mouth right now, he said, Todd, what I put in your mouth is a call for a solemn assembly. The Amen. Message of peace that has come and elevated to us becoming one. He said, you're calling a solemn assembly
yes, God.
And the results will be the same.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Spirit
Lord.
Of God told me that.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He shared that was the height of my message today.
Wow.
And what I heard
thank
out
you.
Of Evangelist Darrell was nothing short of what God was going
no,
to do through me.
No, it wasn't. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God is calling TGM into a solemn assembly. I remember when Benita had read that, when God called us on a fast, that she used the same scripture about God calling a solemn assembly. And there was so much that got healed on that little fast we went on. We were fasting until noon and God was moving. It was only because we were in agreement.
Yes, 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 God.
And that's what God is calling us to, a solemn assembly. But I hear the Lord say, but I want you in agreement across the board.
Amen, amen, amen.
Across the board. Hallelujah. Jesus, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I give everybody liberty to go talk to God and ask God, is this man teaching us this because he wants increase in the ministry, financial increase? Go ask him. And I guarantee God will let you know the truth.
Amen.
And I stand by that. Amen. God knows I want his people under his glory more than anything in this world.
Hallelujah.
I want my family under the glory. I want the family of this ministry under the glory.
Amen.
I want every one of us
hallelujah,
touched by
Jesus.
The death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I want.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
And I want people to say, where did they come from?
Yes, they are going to say,
Where did they come from?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord. There's an anointing on the line. Lift your hands to him, everybody. There's a tremendous anointing on the line. And Lord, we give you glory for saturating us.
Yes, God, thank you.
We give you glory for the oneness of mind, the oneness of heart.
Yes.
And I believe we all want to see the same thing. We all want to know your glory.
Hallelujah.
In its totality, we want the doxa. The doxa that you prayed that we would receive, Jesus, you prayed it. Yes. And you said that you've given it unto us the same way the Father gave it unto you.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to walk in it without fear, without reservation.
Jesus.
Help us to move forward in it, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Please help us to get to where you are calling us to be.
Yes,
God. Hallelujah.
And get rid of the spirit of fear.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's not your spirit.
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, please.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Help us to be one as you and Jesus, your son.
Yes, Lord.
Are one. Help us.
Yes,
Lord.
My next level is in my brother and my sister on this line. My next dimension is in the person that's on this line, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please, I pray you minister to them.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That glory that you said you gave us, it's found in all of us that you called in this vineyard.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I believe prophetess wrote in one of the prayers you prompted her, it says, together we will achieve this.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's already written.
Together we will achieve this.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We give you praise, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the Spirit of God say there are supplies that are on the line that need to start yielding again. Oh, Carolyn, we need your supply. Carolyn,
yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Joshua, we need your supply. Joshua,
hallelujah. Yes, we do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Need
your supplies.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
We do. Hallelujah.
Everybody on this line, we need your supply. Ashley, we need your supply.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, we do. Hallelujah.
We're only stronger with you. We're stronger when you're with us. We're better. My God, we're so much better.
Yes, Lord. God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
She has a supply that we need. She had such a supply. Oh, yes. God, she has a supply we need.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Oh,
yes, God. Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, my God. Marsha Richards has a supply, my God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
There's a supply we need.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
People often wonder why they can't leave a place that God has really called them to, because your supply is here.
Yes.
It's here. And then you give us the supply back. And we were called to win together, period.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
We give you glory for it, Master.
Yes, we do.
We give you glory for it.
Yes, we do.
My God, my God. There's some comments. There's a few comments in there. I just want to read the few comments. There's a couple I saw flash up here. I hear this from Javon, a tribe called Blessed. That's prophetic over our ministry. We're all taking that name. We're a tribe.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Javon, for that supply. It says, amen, I will trust the King of Glory. It all belongs to him anyway. Yes, Lord. Yes, she says Lord. This, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jay says amen to it. He got a breakthrough there. And Javon comes back again and says amen to us, I believe, taking her name. And we calling ourselves a tribe called blessed.
Yes. Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We give hallelujah, you glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
There's an anointing Lord. On the line. There's an anointing on the line.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There's an anointing on the line.
Thank you, Lord.
Evangelist Benita, the Lord reminded me. He said, you said that. He said, I said it playing around through you, Todd. I said it to be funny. But he said, when he spoke and said, Avengers assemble, that's exactly what it means. We're assembling. Mm-hmm. And he said it was funny, but it's really where the glory is.
Hallelujah.
And as we assemble, whew, my God.
Uh-huh.
As we assemble, does anybody remember the end game when they assembled, all of the Avengers came out? From the past, yes. From all over, they all came out and went up against Thanos and that army that was unbeatable.
Mm.
But when the Avengers assembled, they had one mind, and they got the victory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Unstoppable force.
Unstoppable force.
Yes.
Can you imagine understanding the connection you have and the anointing that is available to you, because we all are in the same mindset.
Oh, God, I bless you, Jesus.
There'll be nothing but the manifestation of God's
glory. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Apostle, can I say one more thing?
You certainly can. Praise God.
In the example today, I really saw how Joshua stood out. And I think about, I want everybody to think about this. Think about the word of the Lord that comes out of Apostle Todd's mouth and how it's fed you, how it's opened your spirit, your heart to new things, propitiated your mind. Understand that the word of the Lord is true. Mark 4 talks about how the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things choke the word. The word you hear that quickens you, that wakes you up, that propitiates your mind is the same word about first fruits. It's no different, but there are things that want to choke it, that doesn't give it the life, because immediately sometimes some of us may think, how can I do that? So many things come into mind that come to choke that word. But yet it's this coming out of the same vessel that was anointed to teach you about the four creatures and amen. Prospering and peace and all the other things. It's the same. The reason why I say that is because I had a vision that in my sleep about Apostle Todd. Mm. And I saw him clothed with Christ. I saw him. Clothed with the anointed one. I saw the anointed one put himself on him and said, now feed my people what I'm feeding you. Feed them what I'm feeding you. It's the same word. It's the same anointing. Only you have to discover if there's something coming to choke the word to keep you from doing it, because all God is speaking is exactly what Apostle was saying, that I want my people to receive manifestation. It's not about increasing Todd or the CGM church. It's in the sense of money. It's about increasing the body in the promises of God.
Hallelujah.
The same anointing that's teaching us all things is teaching us.
Yes. Yes.
In this area.
Yes, he is.
And that's why I emphasize Joshua, because he was the lead and they all hearkened unto the man of God. Now, I know, again, you have to hear God for yourself. But if you've heard him in other things, trust, trust, hear him in this too, because he is speaking and he wants you blessed. He wants us to be that tribe called blessed. And we are.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We're going to honor God from here. And we're going to just sow.
Yes, God.
If you have a seed that you'd like to sow into the word, you can sow a seed into the word as well. But honor the Lord with your substance. Honor him. Honor him with the first fruit of all of your increase, and move without fear. We give our tenth. God chose this order of worship for our house. I can't deny it.
That's right.
It's not about before the law or after the law. I've come to realize this. I really have. It's not about the place or the position. Yes, there is validity behind it. But in all sincerity, it's what God revealed. And I can't change that. And I won't change it. I won't. I won't, because I do it. I'm a first partaker all the time. And I love honoring God. And I love to worship God with it. Mm-hmm. I love what it's done for me. And I believe that my family has been notorious in the men of our family about falling in love with money. They have. I have no shame in saying it. That's been their nemesis. And they were raised in God. But unfortunately, the men of our family, Evangelist Daryl can attest, have fallen. They've always had a love for money. And they put money before God. And so just like our family also had a problem with obesity, God gave a word to our church, our home church, not to eat pork because of it wasn't a revelation of the Old Testament. He said, your family has a problem.
Yes.
And yes. So they listened to that. And God said to me, honor me with your first fruit. Honor me with your tithe. He's kept me from ever falling in love with money. He truly has. I love him way beyond. And there's no place for the love of money, which is the root of all evil. I don't have a place. There's not a bone in my body that is not there. It's just not there. And I give him glory because he chose this order of worship. He chose this and he revealed this to me and I've been enveloped in it. And I believe it's a cure all in so many ways. Because if the love of money is the root of all evil, then what about when you're able to just worship God with it? You're cutting off the root of all evil.
Amen, God.
So it's a cure-all in a sense.
Yes, Lord.
And so I give God the praise for it, and I won't apologize for the way that God has chosen for us to worship him. I've apologized a lot over the years in so many ways. But still, I'm going to say this. It's between you and the Lord. It's between you and him. That's all I can tell you. You are welcome to sit in this ministry. This is not an exit for anybody. It's not a dismissal. No. Because if you don't get it today, you might get it tomorrow.
Amen.
And so you're welcome here. Don't think that you're going to cause our tillage to be damaged or that you're going to be the what's withholding the blessing. No, no. Because I saw in the book of Acts, no disrespect, but God went right around Ananias and Sapphira and still got done what he needed to do for the people that had oneness of heart and mind. And maybe you'll be that one, like Elder Allison taught. Maybe you'll be the part that says, you know what? I may not be able to go as the 300 that lap like a dog, but I'll catch up and I'll join in the fight later. Mm-hmm. When God reveals it to me and he gives it to me that way. Listen, keep coming. Keep coming.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
Listen, we'll go. I'll say it like this. We'll go out for you. We'll go out and we'll get, man, Come on, amen. We'll get the Midianites amen. For you.
Amen. Amen.
And you'll join in the battle later, but we'll go out.
Yes, Lord.
We'll go hallelujah. Ahead of you. Don't worry about it. We love you, and we don't hallelujah. Want anything to happen. Listen, we'll go before you, and we still got
hallelujah.
Your back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
So that's what I've got to say about it. And amen. I know God will honor that.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay. It's all right. Because they all joined in at the end. And they put their enemies to flight together. Amen. Amen. So we're going to honor the Lord. If you're going to Cash App, you can do that. $ True Gospel Men's. You know the drill on that. And if you're Zelling, you can Zell it. TrueGospelMen's@AOL.com. You can Zell it that way and go for it from there. And amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Praise be to God.
Yes, God.